This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike's got Guy Talk on the way. Real quick, lineup's out. Hold on. Profar, Olsen, Acuna, Baldwin, Ozzie. Oh, no Marcell Ozuna.
Got him on ice again, huh?
He is not in the lineup. Baldwin is DHing. And as we started the show today, we were talking about two things. One, the Falcons, which we'll get back into at 5 o'clock with the Falcon Report. But the fact that we lose two of three to the Yankees over the weekend, I think, you know, I don't know what it took for you guys. I was on this a month ago, and I told you guys, all right, fine, this is where I'm at. Ask Mike about it, fire sell it, he's on board. But maybe some of you coming out of the break with how we felt about the All-Star game still had a little bit of hope. Well, maybe that's been diminished even more after losing two of three to the Yankees, Mike, right? Because now we're 43-55, fourth worst record in the NL.
Look, we've understood that Braves fans go back to 2020. This is not 2021. Okay, Dansby was on that team. Freddie was on that team. We gave you all that. Charlie Morton was part of that rotation with Max. There was just so much more stuff in play than you had here. And I got to be honest, guys, we talked so much about that Diamondbacks blown lead. Remember that when they came back, 7 runs? Well, this is what the Yankees did Saturday is the same damn thing.
That's right.
You blew a 7-2 lead. You finally start hitting, and all of a sudden your bullpen goes, and the bullpen was absolute garbage. I mean, that grand slam, and Iglesias, you talked about it. You don't have a closer. Suero, garbage. De Los Santos, garbage.
Keep going.
Okay. Johnson, garbage. Lee, garbage. Niedermeyer, garbage. That's Animal House.
Oh, my bad.
But you get the idea. And then Iglesias, I mean, you're this close to getting out of it. And then you give up the grand slam to the center fielder, and that's all. That's about as pathetic a blown game as any other one they've given and thrown at you this season.
It really was.
So that's where we're living, guys. You're the fourth worst team in the National League. And I understand. You want to believe that Harris is going to catch some fire, that Albies has a spark that kind of comes back from that Cardinals series before the All-Star break. It's just too, it's still too little too late.
So as we look at this and you start to say, okay, well, what are we going to do? I don't think they do anything. And what I mean by that is this fire sell it, sorry, Mike, about getting rid of guys and blowing this team up. The guys, that's not going to happen. That's not the philosophy of how you get better for next season. And here's the bigger thing for me. Like, everybody wants to move on from, let's just say, Money Harris.
Right.
You don't give up on the best defensive center fielder in baseball. You just don't.
You got to fix him.
Correct. You don't do that. Ozzie, it's cheaper to keep her. You don't move on from Ozzie because he's had a bad year, and you go, well, we're just going to go find another guy. Go look at the guys that you want and tell me where we're upgrading. I feel like, Mike, if they're going to do anything, this is where I'm at, they're going to try to enhance moving into next season and maybe add some guys to maybe help this team out moving forward. But this thing about, you know, we're going to move on from this guy and that guy, even as Ozuna guys, you're not going to get the return on investment for a guy who's in the last year of his deal, and teams don't know what that salary control looks like. And, Mike, are you willing to pay Ozuna, who had a hip injury earlier this year, if you end up trading him and he has to sign off on it? You're not getting a frontline starter pitcher from Marcell Ozuna.
No, I felt that, you know, there was a point earlier this year I was like, you know, it would be kind of cool if they would just, you know, spend money. And you know, the Braves are going to avoid that luxury tax like the friggin' plague. And that's what this is about. And that's why, like, this argument now, it's a moot point. My argument was, go all in after 21. Mm. Let's be a dynasty. Let's go win three World Series, or at least be in three World Series in a row. And they didn't do that. But that's water under the bridge. Now you've got salary control for the guys you talked about. Your hitting instructor that you fired could help Michael Harris. This new guy can't figure out Michael Harris.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Sorry. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know. I have no idea what Hires approach is and how Magic does it. Money Mike does it. Just seem to find a way to figure it out. Either way, you know, you said it. You got salary control on him. He's still a tremendous defensive player. But you got to fix him. So get Chipper to spend an extra week on during spring training, I guess. I don't know. Seems to be the emergency answer for everything, right? Get Chipper on it.
Yeah.
But they've got to fix that. But you've got to try to maximize what you got. What did you think? You get some kind of pitching prospect, a shortstop? They've already just drafted every shortstop in the draft, in the amateur draft. I don't know what you get for Ozuna, but you got to move him. The time will be between now and what, next week?
Where is
Marcell Ozuna? I don't know. Look, nice when job. A guy's hitting .217, 8 home runs, 59 strikeouts over his last 60 games before the break, there's your sample. That is not in demand. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, that is not a guy that, whoo, other teams like, hey, AA, what do you want? Right. We're willing to give up the farm for this guy, man. We need this bat in our lineup. That is not a great sample size of 60 games going into the break. We come out of the break, and we're not any good either. 404-726-0929. Decisions will be made. But I just don't feel like they're blowing this up. And here's the other thing. I got to add this, Mike. If you're going to – Day-Day said this to me. We were talking earlier – if you're hearing that they're going to do all of this after the season, it's not true. Because it doesn't make sense, guys, to wait to do anything if you're not evaluating the team now to get better when you can at the trade deadline, when maybe you can make a deal. So, Mike, my whole point is you wait to the end of the season and other teams now, you get into the winter, and everybody's vying for all these guys. It doesn't make sense when you don't have that competition right now to make some of the moves you might want to make.
Right. You know me. I thought Murphy would be a guy you could get some value for. If you feel like you want to do sort of a soft reset, but they're going to, you know, give Drake Baldwin the opportunity to DH, show what he can do with the plate, and that might be the long-term answer. As a platoon, or, you know, as the two-headed monster, they're doing pretty well.
They are.
By MLB standards. So I get it. I'm the biggest fan of Murph, but, you know, it's not for what he's making. It's not, you know, you can live with it. But you're right. Who else are you going to trade? So your bullpen, who's calling for Iglesias now? No, I mean, that's
nobody.
That's why it's just you get what you get, and you hope that you're, you know, that Alex Anthopoulos is scouting. They know they can try to drive some bargains and maybe get some pieces. But the idea that you were going to go and then be buyers instead of sellers, I don't think this is the time to continue to mortgage your pretty thin farm system right now for this season, knowing what we know. That it's just not your year. Doesn't mean that, you know, next year, Austin Riley get back to being a .290 hitter. You know, Ozzie, maybe this is the shape of things to come. Ozzie can figure things out, but he's been a big disappointment. You still got Austin Riley, still got Acuna. You know, you still got some things that you love and you're excited about. Sale, certainly, you know, guy hit me up, you know, the other day.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you think? I go, I don't know when Sale's coming back. I don't think anyone knows. When's Schwellenbach coming back? And why would you risk those guys running them back when we're already, like, you know, the fourth worst team in the National League, realistically?
Right.
You know, why further risk damage to Schwellenbach when, let's be honest, you know, almost every pitcher, whether he's a veteran or a young guy, it's like a Fabergé egg. You got to baby these guys through the season, it seems like, nowadays.
No, that's the way it feels. Hey, man, want to hear from you guys. But look, this is where we're at, and we're looking at the lineup tonight, and you go, all right, hey, what's it look like? It's just
where is
Marcell Ozuna? It's just interesting he's not in there. It's just interesting.
Well, he did play Sunday.
No,
he did
play for 4.
Had a pinch hit on Saturday, but yeah, it's just, now he says he's getting better, but he's out of rhythm after the hip injury. To your point earlier,
yeah. All right. By the way, somebody said Nick Allen's in there. Okay.
I mean, the plucky Nick Allen.
Nick Allen's in there. All right.
I mean, he's plucky.
Yes,
he's been.
You impressed with Profar, by the way?
Yeah, Profar can hit. I mean, you know, he didn't do anything in the 12-9 loss, but Profar has come in and had some impact. And you see, you know, just where he was at and why you want to make jokes about him being on drugs, and that's why he did what he did in 2024. But he's batting .250 for July. Got off, like, you know, pretty good start. I mean, some home run pop there. 3 home runs so far. But, you know, that's the thing. Even if he does well and this team was kicking butt, you wouldn't be able to use him in October anyway.
No. You would, and this is what I'm talking about. Next year.
But next year, Profar?
Next year.
You fix Money Harris. I don't know what you've got to, whatever your approach is, it ain't working. You've got it, to me, and we were talking about this, there's a guy that I was sitting next to at the Braves game during All-Star Weekend, mm-hmm. and he coaches youth sports in Cobb County. He was saying it's almost like, it's funny, you and I talked about it like months ago. Do you feel like you got to deconstruct it and build it up from the start? And you got to do that in the offseason, I guess, right?
When you have time. Yeah. To really dive in a little bit deeper and maybe change, I don't know, stance, hands.
Philosophy, working the counts, right?
All the stuff that these guys have worked on all their lives, sometimes you just need a breakdown. And it's hard to do during the season to change. It's like changing your golf swing in the middle of a round. You're not gonna be pretty good at it. 404-726-0929. As we talk about the Braves, again, 10.5 back in the wild card for those who keep going, well, we still have the wild card. I feel like there are 5 or 6 teams that are just better than us in front of us in the wild card. And they're all vying for those spots, Mike. Right. That has even become very difficult to look at now. When we were maybe 4 weeks ago, when we were like 8 back, right? And we were going, right. Okay, well, maybe that's a shot.
I mean, as we said earlier, I mean, I still think Braves fans don't look at the whole landscape of Major League Baseball, even if you're just looking at the National League. The Brewers are looking to make a run. You know, I mean, the wild card we talked about, Dodgers, Padres, Giants are all within 6 games of each other.
Yeah.
And those, you know, and even the Diamondbacks are 500. We're looking up at 500. Not to mention the American League. God, the Yankees, they need to go get, how bad is that Yankees bullpen?
It's terrible.
That I said to Day-Day, that game Saturday night, that sent back relief pitching like a decade. I mean, that was some awful stuff.
It is. It's
for
bad.
Both teams.
No, it is. All right, man, we got some guy talk on the way. Falcon Report is coming up, and we'll tell you about Falcons training camp. We're going to be there every day that you are going to be there, meaning fans are allowed back at camp. Real quick, how big do you think that's going to be? Because last year, that was the part that we were missing. And I say this, like, we do what we do. But it's good to interact with you guys. And if you see us, you see the radio station out there, we'll be out there, all of our shows. Man, stop by. Say hello. We'd love to see you, take a picture, whatever. But, Mike, last year was different. And I only say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Because, again, the construction that was going on, but it was just members of the media and we all, you know, were kind of hanging out. But to have the vibe of the crowd and the fan base, I'm going to tell you guys, this Saturday, the tickets that were allotted for this thing up there, gone. I don't know how many people will be there, but we're talking about like 10,000 people at camp. It's going to look and feel different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.